Hey, and welcome back to Stream of Consciousness, everybody. I am Joey, the French Press Stout. This is Joel, the Agile Amenities Cox. Hey, Joel, what are we talking about today?
Well, we got some bad news and some good news. What do you want first?
I've had enough bad news. Let's start with the good news.
Well, I'm lying. I'm going to tell you the bad news first.
The good news is that's all the bad news I have. That's not it. Not in 2020. It's not, for sure. Okay. All right. So, first of all, you're a liar for giving me options, but then not allowing me to have them. But go ahead and tell me your bad news.
Lucky Signs is no longer where they were. Lucky Signs has
Lucky Signs for the audience at home, for those playing along at home, keeping track. Lucky Signs is where we were before quarantine. We were recording the podcast. They were apparently in details to come, but they were a distributor. Distributor sounds wrong.
They're a distillery.
That's where
they're working to become a distillery. But due to some paperwork, the place they were going to be is no longer suitable. But they found a place in Millville that opened up. It's basically across the street from Pamela's.
I don't know where Pamela's is, but congratulations to Pamela. And so they're not closing up. It's not like they
No, they're not closing. They're just moving. It's just kind of heartbreaking because we put a lot of work into that building.
I was going to say, yeah, they did the floor. They did
both floors.
A lot of work.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the floor. They did a lot of work throughout.
And I put a lot of work in that place, too, the first couple months they were there.
Which I think was it the landlords that became the problem,
it was bureaucracy. I'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough.
But it is a new place, so all is right in the world. We can still just record there on Sundays, apparently.
At the new place?
Yeah, once all this stuff blows over.
Well, so how much work needs to be done at the new place for them?
I don't know, because I helped them move on Friday, on Saturday, and the place looks nice. It looks pretty much finished. They just have to set equipment up, probably, and get the paperwork taken care of.
So the name's not going to change. It's going to be Lucky Signs. Okay, well, here's the good news, is they weren't open and established enough that that people knew where they were, and now we're going to get confused with a new location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a fresh start for them either way. The only thing is they put some effort and energy into a placement that that can't work out, which I'd be interested in. I don't even want to get in. The show's only so long. We can only cover so much. So let's go ahead and
I think we're really digging into the situation, though, because
I'm kind of curious. Yeah, well, I mean, I want to know what happened with
you can talk to Christian later. I'm not airing the details to the world.
Oh, that sounds sneaky. That sounds shady. Some bad shit went down. It wasn't just like location then. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this area isn't zoned for.
It's bureaucracy. We'll just say if bureaucracy worked the way it should have worked, they could have figured out earlier that they shouldn't have been where they were.
I blame Obama.
Of course you do.
You know I love Obama. You know what, though? I got to talk about this. And
no,
I know
don't.
We don't talk about politics.
No,
I don't
want
to talk about politics, but I want to say.
I'll mute you if you start talking crazy. I'm talking about that right now.
No. It's primary elections are, well, by the time we air this, they're officially over. We're on a tighter recording schedule now, which is nice. So we're a little more up to date on stuff that's going on. But the primary elections are I believe, over as of yesterday. When this airs. I got to say, you know I hate Trump. I'm kind of dancing around this, and I don't want to say it, but I'm just going to flat out say it. I hate Trump. I think he's a moron, and I think he's a terrible – I can't believe that we narrowed it down to two people, and one of them was Hillary Clinton, and the other one was Trump. And I thought the only reason Trump got elected was because he was up against Hillary Clinton. If it would have been anybody else in the world – there's no possible way I can fathom that people would have – that the majority of people would have voted for Trump.
According to my one podcast, Hillary Clinton is a kingmaker. Whoever she runs against will win.
That's exactly my point, except for now I'm like – and if you put literally anybody else up against Trump, he's going to lose. And they went – society and the Democrats
Gary
said
Johnson?
Challenge accepted. I take Gary Johnson over Trump. Hell, I would take a crackhead over Trump.
But what is Aleppo?
You know who I won't take? Joe Biden.
But what is Aleppo?
Aleppo? What is Aleppo?
So basically, Gary Johnson, they were saying that he was too high when he got interviewed, and they asked him about a situation in Aleppo, which is some country out west.
Oh. Okay, I vaguely remember this, yes.
And that's all 12 information I have in my head for the day. I'm done.
Okay, all I'm saying, I just wanted, vote for whoever you want to vote for. There's a lot of elections.
Are you pulling a Vin Diesel?
Am I? Maybe.
You can have any beer you want, as long as it's Corona.
As long as it's Corona. Academy Award winner Vin Diesel, okay? He didn't go through 6 years of Academy Award school to be called Mr. or something like that. I don't know how that joke works. But, no, I'm not. You vote for whoever you – I don't care who people vote for. Even, like, Trump supporters. I'm not, like – I have some disagreements with a lot of them. But I have disagreements with a lot of people across the board. My issue isn't who you vote for. My issue is that you vote intelligently. And the fact that we can narrow it down to the two worst possible candidates for presidency is just mind-boggling to me. But I got to say, as much as I hate Trump, I think I'm more terrified of Joe Biden. And not it's such a weird thing for me to say, to verbalize. I kind of hate myself right now. It's causing a little bit of, like when you throw up a little bit, then you swallow it. That's what this feels like for me to have to say.
Did you know Joe Biden has had two operations on his head where they cut the skull open?
My thought on that is it feels like that's probably not enough. Like, there should have been a few more operations. I think they need to go. I mean, maybe they were really good long-term operations, but Joe Biden, he comes across as the type of guy who probably needs a little bit more. But here's the thing. I think that Trump probably needs – I think Trump was just born stupid. But I think Joe Biden became stupid over time. My bigger concern with Biden – isn't so much that he kind of he's a little bit vapid and a little bit moronic. My bigger concern with him is that he's creepy as fuck. Like all these pictures of him hugging and kissing these, and they're like nieces and nephews. But here's the thing: we also saw a whole lot of Trump talking and saying like really awkwardly creepy stuff about his daughter. Like why are all of our political options right now these creepy molesty pedophile-y guys?
Because this is the country that we have, and this is the people. This is what the country wants.
I mean, can we agree that this is not what the country wants? There's something going on.
Then why did he get elected? Why
did he get elected? How and why did he get elected? Because it doesn't seem legit.
It's very legit, Joe.
I think people.
You know
listen,
why?
I don't. I know people who hate Bernie Sanders. I do, but I know a lot more people who like Bernie Sanders, and I don't know anybody who likes Joe Biden. So the idea that Biden could have beat Sanders out is ridiculous to me.
That's not why he beat Sanders.
No, that is why he beat. And I would say, let me explain.
No,
Sanders dropped out. I get that, but Bernie Sanders dropped out while he was behind in the polls, and there's no way I believe that Bernie Sanders was behind the polls, behind Joe Biden. You can think whatever you want about Sanders versus Trump. I'm not getting into that. We can argue all day and all night whether that could or would or wouldn't happen.
I wanted to see the battle of the millionaires, because both of them were not politicians. Both of them tell each other to go fuck themselves, and it would have been the most glorious thing ever seen known to man, and they would stop elections forever.
I think that's what needs to happen. You know, we put the whole world on pause.
Here's why Joe Biden
shopping and you have to wear a mask. I think let's just see how we run without a political leader for a little bit.
So here's why Biden is in that situation. It is. It's his turn.
Okay.
It's his turn. Last time was Hillary's turn, and that's why Bernie didn't win that time. Bernie is not part of the system, therefore he would never be a legitimate candidate as a Democrat. Yeah.
And that's what bothers me, is he should be. And I don't care if you do love or hate Bernie. Like, that's not my thing. My thing is, you have to, even if you hate Bernie, you got to look, and if your only options are Bernie or Joe Biden, you got to go with Bernie.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that he did not have, and I'm just parroting things that I heard. I don't care about who wins, because I don't have money for a Congress critter. If I had Elon Musk money, I'd buy at least 5 or 6 senators, and I'd have all sorts of shit getting taken care of. But since I don't have the money, I'm just on the sideline. But basically, a lot of people did not think that Bernie had any actual plans. He had the thousand feet plan, but then when he got on the ground game, there was no ground game. That is why people did not want him, because they think the Biden had. But nobody talks about anything. There's no substance. There's no substance in any arguments during elections.
I could see how somebody could come up with that conclusion. I could see how they maybe. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I also I've openly admitted that I'm not. I'm like, as far as political awareness goes, I'm like a 6 out of 10. Like, I'm just not strong enough to argue or fight certain points, and I've been wrong about stuff. So I don't push it too hard, but I see that Bernie. I think that Bernie had somewhat of a plan. Regardless,
they're all owned by somebody.
Joe Biden doesn't even have an opinion that I can state on. Like, I don't know anything that he believes, supports, plans. Like, you don't hear anything from him. He's running for presidency, but you hear nothing.
Another thing I've heard, a lot of people, their platform was, I can beat Trump. But they didn't say, hey, I can make the country better by doing this.
Right. No, and I agree. And listen, I think that's why Trump got elected, because he's a lunatic, but at least he's a lunatic with a plan. He's basically a Batman villain. Like, he got power by saying, I'm crazy and I want to do all this ridiculous stuff, and I don't even care if I lie to you because I'm allowed to, especially if I get the position I want. And people went, yeah, look at him versus the other. The other guy doesn't want to do anything. The other guy doesn't even want to screw us over. At least Trump wants to screw us over. He basically is. He's a DC comic book villain. It's come to light. Oh, Joel, we live in Jumanji. So, it is what it is. What was the good news?
That we still have a place to
record. You thought I forgot, but I didn't.
That we still have a place to record.
Oh, that was a good... Oh, that's, I guess that was... Okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as new goods goes, that's all right. That's, okay, fair enough, whatever.
What were you going to ask me about last podcast?
Oh...
Because you were supposed to talk about something, and we totally forgot about it.
Joel, we forget about a million things throughout a podcast.
It was something I was working on. He said, that sounds interesting. Let's talk about doing the podcast.
Something you were working on. What were you working on, though? I don't remember.
Did we talk about the sphere?
No. Let's talk about the sphere.
So.
Let's talk about happy stuff, Joel.
So, as you know, I watch Westworld. And I love Westworld. So, there's a prop in Westworld. It's a giant sphere. It's a computer. And it looks all cool and badass. And I said to myself, Self, you can probably build one of those a little bit smaller. Let's see what you can do. And 19 days later, I built something similar. This is like the Dollar General version of what they had at a smaller scale. Because, you know, you've got your, like... So you've got your regular, then you got your
one. Explain this to me better, because I don't understand. It sounds like you made a ball.
Yeah, I basically made a ball of lights. And they do the different patterns and whatnot. I posted it on Instagram a while back.
I missed it. How did I miss it?
I don't know. I'll post it again.
On Instagram. I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, I've been avoiding Facebook since the pandemic started.
It's a very good time to avoid Facebook right now, Joel.
The reason I say this is I posted a meme one time a couple years ago that I thought was hilarious. And I might have talked about it on the podcast. It's about how Dolph Lundgren has more degrees.
Than Bill Nye the Science Guy. Wait, I did see that. Much I caught.
And this guy I know from high school is like, what is the purpose of this meme? It's fucking hilarious. That's what it is.
Right.
I then got accused of being a ground soldier for the anti-climate change movement.
Wait, Dolph was or Bill Nye was?
No, I was, because I was discrediting Bill Nye.
Do we really need to discredit Bill Nye, though?
Because Mr. Wizard is a true scientist. Not this Bill Nye the Science Guy bullshit.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to follow you here, but here's what I'm saying.
Do you remember Mr. Wizard?
I remember somewhat of Mr. Wizard, yes.
Mr. Wizard was an awesome guy on Nickelodeon, and like this guy, I won't say Billy was his name, would come over and they'd do science experiments. And I mean actual science experiments, none of that like kiddie crap, so shut up. But, like, it was amazing. But Bill Nye's like, hey, let me show you this, da-da-da-da. I'm like, you have a lab coat on, dude. You're not that cool.
Okay, let me put this into a comparison that maybe you can understand. Or maybe let me help you relate this to something that
I'm not relating things to anything. I'm sick of this. Everyone tries to do this. Let me relate something so that I can change his mind. No, Bill Nye
I'm
is
not trying
asshole.
To change your mind, Joel. I'm not trying to change your mind. What I'm trying to do is open your own intentions of your own thoughts. Allow me. I'm gonna name one person, and you tell me if you think they're awesome or not. Academy Award winner Vin Diesel.
Of course.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think Academy Award winner Vin Diesel could beat up, say, Jackie Chan?
Of course not.
So, do you feel that Academy Award winner Vin Diesel is discredited because he's not as good as Jackie Chan?
No, he's Riddick.
Okay. What about Bruce Lee?
What about Bruce Lee?
Do you think that Academy Award winner Vin Diesel could beat up Bruce Lee?
If he can't beat up Jackie Chan, how's he going to beat up Bruce Lee?
Okay, so now you feel like he's discredited because he's not as good as Jackie Chan, who's also not as good as Bruce Lee.
No, he's not discredited because they're two different animals.
That's what I'm saying, Joel.
No, Bill Nye and Mr. Wizard are on the same plane, and Mr. Wizard is God, and Bill Nye is a piece of shit.
Bill Nye is Academy Award winner Vin Diesel.
No, don't even say that. Take that. No. 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 He throws in a lab coat. He tells me facts. Oh, yeah? Blow some shit up. Did you have a robot? No. Bill and I didn't have a robot.
I feel that I've proven my point.
You haven't proven
shit. I don't
shit.
Need to accept that you're
And you've actually insulted right. Vin Diesel. You need to call him and apologize.
I'm all for Vin Diesel. You're the one who insulted him. You said
no,
he's not as good as Jackie Chan.
No, you asked me. You asked me if he could beat up Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee. Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee both have martial arts. Vin Diesel just has a badass swagger. And in an actual fight, badass swagger does not do anything. Now, if we go with special effects, yes, Riddick could take out both of them at the same time.
Oh, don't make me bring Shaft into this, then.
Shaft would still go down.
I feel like my point's out in the world now.
Vin
you
Diesel,
don't have to appreciate
Vin Diesel
it.
Took out the Necromongers. He took out the entire thing of Necromongers. You keep what you kill, and he kept the entire army.
You don't have to appreciate my point, but it's out there.
Your point is as dull as a circle.
Your circle is as dull as your circle. That's not true. I think it's cool. So you made a disco ball.
Yeah, it's basically a disco ball on crack.
I get it. This is something that, like, if you don't watch Westworld, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, cool, you made a ball.
Yeah, but if you actually look at it, you're like, oh, that's pretty badass.
Well, post a picture of it so that people listening...
I will post a video of it because it does not do justice just to have...
Can you put the video in the podcast? Like, start it right now.
Actually, I'm going to make it the entire video.
It's going to be on a continuous loop?
No, I'm gonna have it just play its thing for however long this podcast is.
All right.
I'll have to set up a. I'm gonna set up a little. Yeah, I'll set up a little. What's it called?
No, that's you know what. That's all. That's we take care of that later.
No, I'm gonna set up a little stage. I'm gonna have it perfectly lit.
And it's our podcast has basically become us discussing how we're going to produce our podcast.
No, not at all.
I'm all for it, any which way it turns.
It's funny you say that.
I trust your judgment on this one. I feel like we had more we wanted to talk about.
The use of language.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to talk about, you know, yes, let's talk about that also before the show's over. I want to talk about how the fact that we apparently had, because you said, what's Elon Musk, we sent people into outer space recently, Joel.
Yep.
We put people into the outer space, and yet somehow, like, we're not really talking about that.
Of course
not. Like, that
not.
Just kind of all went wayward.
Because nobody cares about space except for people like me.
It's like I feel like the world is just like, they were like, oh no, coronavirus, everybody panic, and then it was like, oh, this isn't really that big of a deal, and then the world went, all right, let's see how much more shit we can throw at them. And they're like, oh, should we do a little bit of a protest? No, that's not enough. What we got to say? Let's put people in outer space. Okay, all right, What about some murder hornets? Can we throw those in the mix too? You know what? Just fuck it. Throw it all at the people. Give them everything. Let everybody just have a whole... Let them sort out what's going to be the thing that's going to oversee this whole coronavirus bullshit. Like, I just feel like there's too much. It went from all we talked about was coronavirus to now there's a million and one things going on in the world. But I like the idea that we put people in outer space. I really don't even fucking know why we did it. Honestly, I think it has something to do with Trump doing his Space Force thing, which honestly I thought was a joke based off the new Steve Carell Netflix television show.
I don't even want to watch that piece of shit.
Wait, what?
I am sick and tired of Steve Carell. I'm sick and tired of Steve Carell.
Listen, Steve Carell
I hate The Office. I hate The Office. I don't trust Tom Hanks.
Joel.
You can't go anywhere with Tom Hanks. You can't go into space. You can't go on a boat. You can't go on a plane. You can't go in a car probably either. That's probably the next movie.
You can't go on vacation to a small secluded island.
Is it him or Matt Damon? No, it's Matt Damon. How much money have we spent saving Matt Damon? It's like, how much money has Tom Hanks spent, like, getting rescued and like, not screwed?
Well, I mean, most of his rescue missions were pretty cheap. Like, it was a handful of Navy SEALs got him away from the sea pirates. Did we send him in outer space yet?
We did.
Yeah, in Apollo. Which was that? Apollo 13? Is that the movie?
Uh-huh.
Wait, how was that Apollo? When was Apollo 11? Are we counting down on Apollos?
No, you're counting up on Apollos. Started in the 60s.
I feel like Apollo 11 was more recently.
No, it wasn't, Joe.
Which one
was I went Apollo to Florida, 11? And I went to the space station. I went to Houston, actually. That's the one I went to. I went to Houston and saw all the rockets from, like, Apollo 1 to Apollo whatever. There's a giant wall with all this stuff. I got pictures.
So how many times have we put a rocket in outer space?
A lot.
Which number are we on right now?
They don't do Apollos anymore because it's no longer that. It's independent space travel.
So what's the name of this rocket ship if it's not
Dragon,
Apollo?
Dragon something?
Oh, that's right. I did see that. That's another thing. The fact that they called it Dragon, whatever the hell it was. I think it's just called Dragon. I don't even know if it has a number.
But the point is, though, this is independent. This is not the government sending people into space.
That's what made me think that it had something to do. Honestly, I know I'm going to sound like a total moron here.
You always do.
I know, but I'm going to sound like an extra moron right now because I really – the first couple of times I heard about this space mission thing, I really, honest to God, thought it was just advertising for the Steve Carell Netflix show. The Space Force? Yeah, Space Force. Which looks hilarious, by the way. Whether you like or hate Steve Carell, that's your problem. The show looks funny as all hell. Plus, I love Steve Carell. And I really did. Like, they were, like, dragging whatever. And I really – that's why I don't think it's stuck in my head because I think my brain went, that's not a real name for a rocket ship. And it is, though.
So I've got $5 in my hand right now. And I've got a task for you.
Oh, no. It sounds like I'm going to make $5. Do I have to drink another cup of Wesson oil?
No. I need to tell – if you can
is
tell me –
is this one of those things like when we went to Vegas and I had to decide whether that chick was really a chick or a dude?
Nope. If you can tell me the name of Elon Musk's child's name, I'll give you $5.
Oh, wait. Elon Musk's child's name is, his name's Elon. So he probably doesn't have, like, a Rebecca or a Brittany or something. He probably has a kid with, like, a unique name. But I feel like it's probably also a name that is like sort of like something you'll see written on the side of a cup of Starbucks. I'm gonna go with Alice. Am I even close? Is she have like a weird name? Is her name Rocket? Is her name Apple? Isn't that Bruce Willis's kid's name?
Baby X, and they sing the A E because the A and E are smushed together. It's pronounced Ash. A-12.
Wait, what? No, what? Joel, I don't understand. Say all the things you said, but say them again slower.
Okay, the letter X, space. Okay. Now, if you take the letter A and the letter E, and you know how the E goes up and down? There's that vertical line.
An uppercase E or a lowercase E?
Uppercase E.
Makes a difference. Okay.
And you know the A, how it's like, it's almost like a triangle?
Like a delta sign, right.
Yeah. So if you take that A and you take the one leg and you make it straight up and down, and then make the other part of the A longer, so that's like a 90. It's a,
hey, can we pause your video of your light up glow disco ball and just put up a picture of this kid's name on the screen here?
You're making more work for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
No.
Can we just like put a comment underneath below of this turn? Okay, great. Because I have no clue. I'm trying to picture all this, okay. And it just sounds absurd.
Imagine a 90-degree triangle, okay?
No. I don't want you to describe it anymore.
No, I'm describing it until you get this.
I just want to.
Anyway, it's a special. Like it's a special AE. You so get. There's a special AE letter that's pronounced Ash, and so, and the space A-12.
So Elon Musk created a new alphabet so he could name his child.
No, this letter doesn't exist because it's I forget what language it's used in, but yeah.
So his daughter's name is Eon Flux.
Kinda. But no, it's a baby boy. It's a baby boy, but they call him.
It's a boy. Well, I wouldn't have guessed Alice if I'd have known it was a boy. I still would not have guessed right.
No, you wouldn't. That's why I bet you $5.
You guessed Alice. Is it Shusha? Is it pronounced Shusha? Remember the TV show Shusha?
Well, according to Grimes, Claire C. Boucher? I don't know who she is. She calls him Little X for short.
Oh, I thought that was the real name of Shusha. That's why I got excited there for a second. I don't really care about Claire Boucher. Do you remember Shusha or not?
No, but apparently the AE is the Elven spelling of AI, love and or artificial intelligence. And A-12 is a precursor to the SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapon, no defense, just speed. Great in battle, but non-violent.
What? This is too much. That's just a little. That's like even as complex. You somehow made that complicated name more complicated.
I'm just reading the article that I found with the name.
If the child's name is an entire article by the Tribune Review or some shit, then it's too much.
Here's all I'm saying.
That's unnecessary.
He's got Elon Musk money, and he just put letters and numbers and an Elven spelling in his child's name, and no one said no. You can't do that.
No, yeah, well, it's because he's got money.
Uh-huh.
But how many times have you heard of, like, some crazy person naming their kids some wild, wackadoo name?
There's a woman, and there's a couple in New Zealand in 2007. The reason I'm in 2007, I went to my buddy's wedding in New York, and I read this on the plane. The child's name was 4, real. The number 4, and real. But New Zealand does not allow numbers to be in their name, so they couldn't name the child For Real. They named the child For Real because they couldn't believe they're having a kid for real.
What? So how did they name the kid For Real if New Zealand wouldn't let them?
No, they got blocked by New Zealand, but they were going to name the child For Real, and New Zealand was like, nope, not happening, try again.
So what did New Zealand said no, so what did they name the kid then?
Dude, what does it matter? They were going to name it For Real. You said wackadoo names? That's a wackadoo name.
A little bit of razzle-dazzle.
So, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but I will never forget this name. And we were talking about, I think we were at a bar one time, and someone said, you can never put letters and numbers together and make a child's name. And I came up with Sixtrina.
Sistrina?
Sixtrina.
Six Trina.
The number 6 and then Trina?
That's too much too. That's just you just
okay, now here's there. Here's my question. Who's worse? For Real or Elon's Musk name or Six Trina? Who's the crazy one now?
I think you and Elon Musk are tied for crazy.
What?
I mean, maybe not tied, but you're both in the same neighborhood.
I'm at least using the standard letters and numbers on a keyboard. He's got some Elven letter. I don't even know how you get this letter on the keyboard.
I think For Real is basically the same equivalent as Academy Award winner Vin Diesel or Bill Nye the Science Guy.
If you don't stop putting Bill Nye in the same category as Vin Diesel, I'm going to drive your house and beat you.
But I can visually see that vein in your forehead bulging out right now with anger for me.
I'm working from home because of the quarantine, and I'm wearing my comfy shorts. And my canine shirt and my flip flops. I don't wear flip flops that often, but I'm not leaving the house. But I'm gonna
wait, are you wearing flip flops or sandals?
Flip flops.
Okay, because I have legitimately seen you wear socks and sandals before, and I just want to know if that's something you still do.
Nope, I don't wear sandals anymore.
No, why'd you give up sandals, Joel?
Because they're pointless, and they don't protect my feet. Like, I'm running a risk wearing these sandals right now, but I didn't feel like putting on socks.
Yeah, it's like boobs without nipples.
But here's the thing. I'm ready to change clothes and come down to your house and beat the crap out of you in front of your parents, in front of your children for the whole thing about the Vin Diesel and Bill Nye. You're going to make me change clothes, which is going to make me even more angry, and then drive 40 minutes to your house, which makes me even more angry. So that's a double threat.
Oh, it won't take you 40 minutes. Traffic's light today. You could probably get here in 30.
Still got to drive.
I'm just saying, I don't think that you should be attacking Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, I'm definitely attacking Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'll take his ass down.
I'm not saying that
me and my boy Dolph
as Dolph Lundgren. And I'm not saying that he's is entertaining as Mr. Wizard, but I'm saying he's still a science guy.
Is he really?
Yes.
I think he's a poser.
I have a lot of respect
for him. He's a poser.
I love how angry you get. Joel, what time? How are we doing on time?
Yeah, well, time for a few more minutes.
All right. What do we want to reiterate or talk about here? How do we want to call it? I want to do something happy, Joel. We managed to avoid
cupcakes
too much negativity.
Cookies?
Oh. I actually just made I wanted something that was kind of healthy but still like had a sweet tooth going on. So I'm like, what am I going to make? So I decided banana bread. I found this chocolate banana bread recipe that just looked amazing. So I'm like, oh, this sounds really good. And it's banana bread, like bananas. Bananas are healthy for you. Pretty sure I gave myself diabetes, Joel. This was not banana bread. This was banana cake. And it was like the richest, sweet. I don't remember what I put into it that made it so overwhelmingly sweet. Although I think part of it is I've been really good to avoid a lot of sugars and carbs and breads lately.
Not this
I'm
guy.
Still eating them.
I bought two giant loaves of French bread at Sam's Club on Sunday. I've been tearing that shit up all day and all night.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? I was sick as a dog last night for some reason. I don't know what it was. I just out of nowhere, I had like this real bad indigestion. It was like somewhere, it was like between my sternum and my shoulder blades. And I had it one time before. I think we talked about it in the show last time I had it. It's been a while. It's been a month or two at least. But I hurt so bad. And I couldn't get comfortable no matter which way I sat. I felt like crap. And I was kind of worried I was having a heart attack. And my back was bugging me, which is funny because I just talked to my doctor yesterday morning. And I was like, oh, my back's been feeling great since I got another shot. Since I got that shot, I'm doing so good and I feel so much better and blah, 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 blah. Well, then after I got off the phone with them, like 2 or 3 hours later, I'm like, oh, a little ache, a little sore. And it's like built up throughout the whole night. By about 3 or 4 in the morning, I was just like miserable. Like I hurt so bad. I couldn't get comfortable and I was ready to die. And I sat down and I ate an entire, well, first I did earlier in the day, not at 3 in the morning, but like around like 10, 11 at night. I called up my mom. Oh, that's what I want to talk about today, Joel. We'll get into that in a second. So I called my mom and, I asked her what to do about, you know, like this real bad indigestion and nothing seems to be helping. She's like, take baking soda, mix it into a glass of warm water and drink it. And I went, that sounds horrible. I don't want to do that. But I hurt so bad that I tried it.
Don't you remember your science?
It is something to do with the acids and bases.
Yes, bases will cancel out acids. By the time you drank that whole cup of Wesson's oil and you felt sick, so he gave you whole thing of Coke, and the Coke ate up all the base.
And this is sort of the opposite of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know where I learned that from?
You should drink a cup of Wesson's oil.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Fuck Bill! Fuck Bill! Fuck Bill! Fuck Bill!
Inertia is a property of matter, Joel. Hey, real quick, I want to touch base on this one because I want to spin this into a little bit of a happy note. So yeah, I did call my mom. Now I could have easily Googled how to handle this one, but this got me thinking. I was in the grocery store the other day, and as I'm walking down, I hear some lady talking to her mom, and I know it was her mom because she said, "Mom, how do I something or other?"
You're one Sherlock Holmes over here.
Yeah, right. I pieced it together through the context clues. I Nancy Drew the shit out of this one. No, I wasn't like eavesdropping, but I happened to be walking past, and this woman, she's probably got a good 15, 20 years on me. And I hear her talking to her mom, and she's asking her mom about just how to handle cleaning something. And I'm like, no. Like, I wasn't trying to eavesdrop on her conversation. I don't know what it was, but she was on the phone with her. Not, she wasn't there with her mom. She's on the phone with her mom. So she's looking for something. She's like, hey, what's that stuff? What do I get? How do I clean that something? And I only caught like so much of the conversation. And I was like, at first I was like, hey lady, get out of the aisle way so I can get past. But then I was like, you know what? It's funny. Like, you never hear younger people, even like our age, like, I don't even really consider myself younger anymore, but like, you never hear like anybody in our age group or younger on the phone with their parents saying, hey, how do I handle this? How do I
do that all the time?
Do you really?
Yeah. My mother's a nurse. Why do you think I go to the doctor that often?
No. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think you're one of the exceptions though, because I feel like I never really catch people relying on the intellect and experience and wisdom of their parents as much. I feel like technology has put a huge gap in family.
No.
And like, family, I see it with my kids
family
too.
Family put a huge gap in family.
Maybe so, but
no,
hear
let's
me out.
Show. If you've got a crazy dad or crazy mom or crazy brother or sister, you avoid them like the plague. If you're dying and your crazy sister only could save you, you're like, I can never live this down. I'll just die.
Okay, yes, and that's true, but we all have crazy parents and crazy siblings and crazy friends and crazy – we're all crazy in our own way. But think about it this way. Like, if you have – let's say something's bothering you. Let's say, like, you have – like I have. Like, you have this ache in your chest, and it's, like, between your chest and your shoulder blades, and you're not sure what it is. At our age, in the younger crowd – and, like, even I see it with my kids who are all, you know, 16 and under, where – they have these concerns, they have these issues, and they go, how do I handle this? The first thing they do is they pull out their phones or their tablets, and Google. They check out WebMD, or they check out the internet.
Well, you don't check
people
WebMD.
People didn't used to be like that. When you were their age, okay, well,
because we didn't have that information. If we had that,
exactly my point.
I would definitely do that. If I had what they had now, I would definitely do that.
Right. That's what I'm saying, is I feel like the technology that we have today has put this bridge between families.
No, it has not. The families put the bridge between families.
No, I don't agree with you.
Well, you're wrong, Joe.
You don't think people had crazy parents before?
Yes, they did, and guess what? They talked to other people. But now you cannot talk to people? More power to you.
So you don't think that because here's the thing. I never call my mom for stuff like that.
Because you don't like your mother, that's why. I love my mama.
Okay, but that's why I called her the other day, because I felt like, you know what? One, it feels good to be appreciated, and I'm sure that my mom really loved the fact that I called her up just to say, hey, I need your advice on something, because who doesn't want to feel like they have, like, they're appreciated, and they have some wisdom, and they can contribute.
This guy. I just won't be left alone.
No, you do not. I know you don't.
You want to bet?
Listen, first of all, you're one of those people that everybody calls up to, because you do know a lot of stuff and you do have a lot of good advice.
Yeah, but
as crazy as you can be, you're also very helpful.
I like my phone doesn't ring. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play video games all day. And nobody bothers me.
I get that also. But I'm just saying that in general, and especially like the older crowd, your mom loves when you call her up and ask her for medical advice. Even your dad too. Even if he bitches and complains, goes, ah, damn it, you don't know, just blah 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 blah. He secretly loves that you still rely on him and appreciate him as a father. But I feel like people don't do that as much anymore, and I'm going to consciously make it an effort to call up my crazy mom more often and ask for her advice, even on shit that I know that I already know. I'm just going to ask her to reiterate it. Because here's the thing. I could have spent 3 seconds Googling how to handle indigestion.
Okay, answer me this. You just said you could have spent 3 seconds. Now, you know how some parents are. How it's going to take them 20 minutes to give you a 5-second answer. If you don't have the 20 minutes, you're not going to go to your parents. You're going to go to your buddy Google.
Exactly. That's the point that you're just reiterating what I'm saying.
No, you're saying technology is tearing families apart. That's just wrong society nowadays. No. Yes, it is.
That's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm insinuating something very similar to that, though. So I'll let you have it. What I'm saying is that we don't call and talk to our parents and appreciate and respect them as much as we did in the past, because I like, here's the thing. I remember growing up. I remember my grandma was a crazy lady too. My mom would call up my grandma and ask for advice on stuff constantly. Now, did she always get good advice? No, I don't think so. I'm sure that my grandmother probably gave her some really bad wisdom. But my mom used to call her up all the time. And I never do that with my mom. I don't even think my sister does it with my mom either.
Because you know better.
It's because there's an easier way to get to that, an easier and a more reliable solution.
Exactly.
Which I'm not saying, okay, but that's what is causing a divide.
No, it's not. That's not causing a divide. People cause a divide.
You don't think that you'd be more in contact with your parents if you relied on them more?
I don't want to have to rely on people. I want to be independent.
That's what I'm, okay, but being independent and not relying on them does create a distance.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think you'd be closer with your parents if you talked to them more often?
Why don't they talk to them more often?
I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying, do you think you'd be closer if you did?
No, because then I have to spend more time with them, which we don't want to be. I don't want to be around them.
No, I'm not saying would you enjoy it more.
No, the thing is this. You're trying to say being closer. No, you're closer by spending quality time with your family. And by asking dumb questions all the time, it's not quality time. And at some point you're going to say, look it up on the fucking internet. You can't be this fucking stupid.
Let's let the audience decide. Everybody comment down below. Tell us what you think about family time and how much people rely on each other versus how much they rely on technology.
Your correlation is garbage. Complete. You know what? This is why you're a Bill Bunai guy, because your correlations are garbage. Your correlations are negative one. That's what your correlations are. Negative one. There's no correlation between family time and asking stupid questions. I said.
Let's let the audience decide. Is family time.
Dave, Andy, let me know.
What? Oh, yeah, no, fine. Everybody kick in.
Yeah, so that's Dave and Andy, because Dwayne's not around anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a sad moment for us.
Yeah. We lost like a 33% of our fan base.
Forget about fan base. He was. We lost a good friend.
Yeah, we did.
We lost a great guy. And
check on your friends and family in this time of peril.
Yeah. I was trying to end on a good note, but let's make it a little bit more serious. Let's everybody at home. We got a lot of loved ones and a lot of craziness going on in the world. Check on mom. Check on dad. Check on your brothers and sisters. Check on the people that need it, not necessarily the people that you want to.
And check on your dogs and cats.
Yeah, have in
and every kid pet spayed or neutered.
Hate the right people and love the right people, and don't get it mixed up. We need to know that. Makes sense if you think about it. All right, Joel, that was depressing. End the show.
All right, I'm doing that right now.
All right, and disco.
Hey, but the music's still going. You can't just say end disco.
Wait, what?
You got another like? Let's see. Another 24 seconds of music to go on.
Oh, are we still going?
Yeah, we're still going.
I'm just gonna hang out. You know what? I think the music will carry the end of the show.
You got 60 more seconds.
I don't really want to utilize that time.
Well, too bad. We're doing it because now the song is over.
And I'm just gonna. Go.